Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So I'm here with Joey Thurman. He's a certified personal trainer with the American Council on Exercise, and he started the Lifestyle Renovation, and his website is thelifestylerenovation.com. So there's a the in front of that, thelifestylerenovation.com. Joey, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, sir.
So we talked about sticking with your journey, setting those goals, be realistic, small, simple goals. You know, I think that key thing there is, you know, what motivates you, be realistic. Let's go on now, though, because this is, you know, when I was looking at some of your stuff, Jerry, this is what really caught my eye. 10 ways to burn 200 calories in less than an hour, because we all, I mean, listen, we're not Brad Pitts. We don't have trainers following us around all day. We don't have 5 hours a day to work out.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I know it's important to work out, but I need something a little bit quicker. Just is what it is. So give me these. Let's go into these. Give me the 10 ways that I can burn 200 calories.
Sure. I mean, simply jumping on a bike, and all of these, by the way, you don't need a gym membership, which is great about this. You know, you jump on ride around the neighborhood, 30 minutes, burn about 210 calories at 10 to 12 miles per hour, which is, you know, a nice ride around the neighborhood, or, you know, get on the lake, very easy. Also, jumping rope. I love jumping rope. I had no idea how to jump rope as a kid, which is kind of funny, and I learned how to do it in my 20s, and just jumping rope for 10 to 15 minutes and burn 200 calories. Everybody has 10 to 15 minutes in a day.
Yeah.
Another thing, climbing the stairs. Now, this is great because you also get a lot of muscle activation out of climbing the stairs. I mean, you can take the stairs in your office. You know, you can go outside, find a set of stairs or a hill, and climb that. Simply doing that for about 30 minutes will burn 200 calories. Now, obviously, if you work even harder, you can burn more than 200 calories in 30 minutes. These are all just averages here.
Okay.
Dancing. You know, Doc, I'm sure you can get around the studio there and dance for about 40 minutes and burn 216 calories. So
you don't want to see me dancing, Joey. I don't know. No, that's not going to work.
Well, you know, I didn't say good dancing. I just said dancing.
Well, you know, listen, I embarrass myself enough. I don't need to add dancing to that.
All right, yeah, maybe we'll avoid dancing for you. Bowling. You know, bowling for an hour will
that
burn
I can
about
do.
200 calories. Yeah, you can do that. Hey, when you're bowling, make sure not to order the pizza and the fried foods. That's the one thing you need to look out for. So if you're in a bowling alley and you're ordering that, your 200 calories will pretty much go to waste there.
Right.
Basketball,
right.
You know, playing basketball for 20 minutes. Basketball is great if you have short sprints, stops, lateral movements. 20 minutes will burn 200 calories, but most people play basketball for about an hour, so you're going to burn that at least threefold. And, you know, one of America's favorites here, jogging. This is one of the easiest things you can do. Just make sure you get a good pair of shoes. You don't have any joint problems. Jogging for about 25 minutes will burn 200 to about 218 calories, a simple 25-minute jog. Also, a little note on that, you don't have to jog continuously the whole time. If you want to run for a block, walk for a block. Run for a block, walk for a block. That's a great way to start. Everybody thinks that, okay, I need to get up and run a 5K. No, you can start walking and running just to reach that goal. Swimming, 30-minute swim, 215 calories. You don't need to be Michael Phelps. You can still burn that 215 calories. Tennis, this is a great one here. Similar to basketball, you've got a lot of lateral movement and sprinting-type movements. 25 minutes will burn 218 calories. And also a basic training workout. So this could be squats, sit-ups, push-ups, intervals of sprinting, running in place. That'll burn 200 calories in as little as 30 minutes. And right there is a good 10 exercises that you can do without having to hit the gym at all.
Yeah, interesting. Now, when you were going through a lot of these, even though, you know, we were promoting this as, you know, things that you can do in less than an hour, some of these, you know, we were burning 200-plus calories just in 30 minutes or so.
Exactly.
So we're not, this is very doable, I think, for a lot of people. Let me tell you what I do, Joey. I do kind of a weird basic training thing. I have a I have a border collie, and she has to run. Like, I mean, she has to get out there all the time. She's a little older, so she's slowing down some, but she I got to get her out there, burn some of that energy. So what I do is I run with her. Like, we she loves sticks, balls, so I'll take a ball and I'll throw it, and I'll race her to get. Now, of course, I don't come close to beating her every time.
Yeah, who wins?
But that's my way of also, I'm not just throwing the ball, I actually go after it with her. And so I'm outside, I'm being active, right? Exactly. I'm getting a little sweat going. I'm not overdoing it or anything.
Right.
But I'm using playtime with my dog to get my exercise in, and it works. I mean, I feel like, you know, at the end I got a decent little workout. So I think these are wonderful. Now, out of all these, what do you focus on personally, Joey?
Well, I myself, I love playing tennis, getting outside in the summer, and you know, playing some tennis with my wife. That burns a lot of calories, and I get a little tan. You know, so I've got best of both worlds right there, killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Well, now, what about how? So, is this, are these daily things we should be doing, or are we talking three times a week? Or?
This is easily attainable to do every single day. Now, I know most people aren't going to do that, but if you want to start on your way to losing weight or even just being healthier, if you do this a few days a week, even if it's 10, 15 minutes of, you know, the jumping rope in the morning, you're going to burn 600 calories right there. So if you change up your eating just a little bit, burn those 600 calories, the body fat is going to start coming off. And most importantly, we're going to start feeling better. And then maybe you're going to want to be more active and go out and go for a hike, or, you know, switch things up, you know, go for a jog or play basketball or swim with your kids, or, you know, walk your dog. And what you're doing, Doc, what you're not realizing is you're doing interval training. You're throwing the ball, you're running to get the ball, you're stopping, you're taking a breather, and you're throwing that ball again. So that's a great way to exercise. A lot of people don't realize that it can be as easy as just getting up and moving. That's all you have to do.
Well, and when I'm out with my dog, Joey, it honestly doesn't feel like exercise to me. And that's important for someone like me. I tried the gym stuff. I struggled with that in my 20s and 30s. I forced myself to go because, to me, going to the gym was just like another job, and I'm busy enough. I don't need another job, I promise you. I have plenty to do. That's what I felt like. It was like I went, okay, so I got to get up. I took a shower. I got dressed, got to work. After that, I went to the gym. I mean, it was like this. It was so structured all the time. It was driving me crazy. So I finally just said no more. I got an active dog on purpose. You know, border collies are great. They got to get out there and run. If they don't, they'll tear up your house. So you have no choice to get them out there. And it works. It really does feel like just having fun and just releasing stress. And it's really helpful for me. Let me ask you this. What do you find it better to work out with other people, like a buddy system, or does that really matter?
Well, you know, I think you need to find out, back to the motivation thing, what motivates you. If you're more likely to work out on your own and go to the gym or go for a run by yourself, and you like that, you know, self-reflection time, that's great. But if you're more likely to get up, you know, call a friend, husband, wife, anything, neighbor, say, hey, you know, let's go for a walk right now. Let's play some tennis. That is definitely going to be more of a motivating factor, I believe, for the general public, because you're out, you're doing something, you're being engaged, you're socializing, you're not realizing that you're working out. You can go out with your dog and, you know, throw the ball around and alternate turns, because I'm sure that dog is going to have a lot more energy than the both of you.
Oh, let me tell you something. You don't even know. I mean, she could go for 3 or 4 hours, you know, and I finally have to bring her in. And I when I'm looking at this list of 10, too, I can already see, you know, there's different ways of combining all of these.
Exactly.
Right? You know, you could bike for 10 minutes and then do some jump roping and
perfect,
in the middle of your street, do a little dance. I don't know, whatever you want to
do,
but there's a way. Yeah. So I'm here with Joey Thurman. Thank you so much for coming on. The website is thelifestylerenovation.com. Go check it out. You can learn a lot. Thanks for coming on, Joey. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.